Proclamation number 7719 of 3rd of October, 1960. The Light of Eternity. In me you recognize the light which shines from eternity, which radiates out into infinity and which also wants to penetrate your heart so that it becomes bright and all darkness disappears. Roman 1. Therefore, I am the light from eternity which descended to earth, which was shrouded in darkness and therefore an unhappy abode for you humans. I myself descended to earth and kindled a light in people. I brought them the divine teaching of love, the observance of which certainly imparted knowledge to them. And realization is light. Realization is knowledge of the pure truth which emanates from me. I showed people the path to reach the light. I showed them the path of love which irrefutably had to earn people wisdom, for the fire of love radiates the light of wisdom. The light descended to earth, thus, love has come to earth. And love is I myself. I myself am the original source of light. And as such you shall learn to recognize me. You shall know that my essence is love and therefore must also be unlimited wisdom, and that whoever is illuminated by my love is also guided into deepest wisdom and thus stands in knowledge. Therefore no human being can become knowledgeable, i.e., come to realization, if love has not first been kindled, for without love there is no wisdom, just as there can be no light without fire. And if you humans want to mature in knowledge, you first have to make an effort to mature in love, thus to let your degree of love rise ever higher, because then the light will be within you and brightly illuminate everything which was still dark before. And you should only ever request strength in prayer. You should ask for the strengthening of your will, and this request will truly be granted to you. For through heartfelt prayer to me you connect yourselves with the source of strength, with the source of light and love. You connect yourselves with the one who can and wants to give you everything but who wants to be approached by you for it, because then his working will be unlimited if your will belongs to him. I come to you and truly kindle the light of enlightenment in you. I truly do not leave you in spiritual darkness, for I impart strength to you which you then use for loving activity, and then the light in you is also kindled and you gain knowledge. And thus you will understand that your intellect cannot give you knowledge which corresponds to truth, or that you cannot call knowledge realization, for realization is wisdom and wisdom is the knowledge from me which gives light and beatitude. And this alone is what you should strive for, because this knowledge will be taken over into eternity, because it will not pass away like earthly knowledge, because it constitutes the human being's wealth with which the soul will one day be able to work in the kingdom of the beyond. You should desire the light from me. You should turn to the light itself to enlighten you. You should pray for it and you will receive it, for through prayer you already establish the connection with the eternal light, and it will send its rays into your heart and give to you according to your desire. Light, love, truth. Everything belongs to me, everything belongs to my being, and one cannot be thought of without the other. But as soon as you stand in knowledge, as soon as you call a truthful knowledge your own, the darkness of night is broken in which you were for endless times. You have taken the path back to me. You are moving towards the light again. You let yourselves be illuminated by me as the eternal light, and you will once again reshape your being into the original being. You will become what you were in the beginning. Beings full of light, who are constantly connected with the original source of light and power. You will be blessed and remain forever. Amen.